Funding for WBUR comes from MathWorks, creators of MATLAB and Simulink software, accelerating the pace of engineering and science. Learn more at MathWorks.com.
When someone is wrongfully convicted of a crime in Massachusetts, there's no system to review how it happened and how to prevent it from happening again. Now, a group with the Massachusetts Bar Association wants to change that. It's created a guide to help develop a statewide system to review wrongful convictions and other mistakes in the criminal legal system. WBUR's Deborah Becker has the story.
Civil rights attorney Richard Cole co-chaired the Mass Bar Association group that drafted the new guide. He says there needs to be a transparent statewide process to review mistakes.
There are many, many people who are wrongfully imprisoned. So this is recognized as a big problem. The question is how do you go about assessing, evaluating these cases, which can be very complicated assessments? How do you do that?
The guide contains more than three dozen recommendations on how to do that. Among them, each of the state's 11 district attorneys have an independent conviction integrity unit with a process for filing and investigating complaints, and that DAs collect and share data with other prosecutors. The data might include the latest research on forensic evidence or questions about the credibility of witnesses. The guide even suggests creating a statewide so-called law enforcement misconduct database.
It's not only looking at past cases, but you really have to develop a system of prevention that is going to make a difference in the future. And that requires collecting information and data so that your prosecutorial office can avoid that happening again. That is part of building trust and confidence in the community.
Building trust was a main goal of the association's Conviction Integrity Working Group, which assembled the guide. Its members include defense attorneys, innocence attorneys, researchers, and prosecutors, such as Middlesex County DA Marion Ryan.
After something bad happens, people often want to just put it behind them. But just like airplane pilots and surgeons do, you're supposed to really drill down on that and figure out how did this happen and how can we make it not happen again.
Ryan and some other Massachusetts DAs say they already have programs to review convictions, but those vary from office to office. Statewide data on wrongful convictions are not available. National statistics show that since 1989, 75 people in Massachusetts have been exonerated. That number does not include those cleared by mass exonerations, such as the drug lab scandals, and those cleared on appeal. One man whose conviction and life sentence was overturned hopes the new guide leads to action. Darrell Jones spent more than three decades in prison before he was released in 2017. He says there needs to be a sense of urgency because reforms can be slow.
We have to be a little bit more immediate about what we're doing as well. I don't know. I just have a problem with the way it goes out here, the time span, especially all the years that I did in prison, watching how many times we, you know, have approached attacking this criminal justice system.
The Bar Association group says the guide is a roadmap for prosecutors' offices, and some of the recommendations will require collaboration with other state agencies. The group says it will continue its work and hopes the guide will become a national model. For 90.9 WBUR, I'm Deborah Becker.